You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In Parshas Elar, we have contained in the heart of the Parsha the very big mitzvah called the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. It says in the Torah, just to read the pasuk itself, Lo sechalu shem koshe v'nivdashe pesach b'nei Yisrael ani Hashem ha-kadishchem. We should not profane the name of Hashem. We should be sanctified in the midst of Klal Yisrael. I am Hashem who sanctified you, etc. and etc. So this pasuk itself is the actual source from which the mitzvah Kiddush Hashem is derived. And what I wanted to do there today is discuss different types of dimensions of the mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. And together to this very quickly, I'm going to start with the formulation of the Rambam in the halachos of Yisod HaTorah, Perach Hamishi, the fifth chapter, in which he defines for us the halachic parameters of the exact concept of the mitzvah of, in fact, Kiddush Shem Shamayim. What, in fact, the Ram says the following. Listen carefully. Kobeis Yisrael Mitzuvim al Kiddush Hashem HaGadol Hazeh. All of Klal Yisrael are Mitzuvim in the mitzvah of sanctifying Hashem's name. Shenem of the Gdashi Pesach Bnei Yisrael. I should be sanctified in the midst of Klal Yisrael. Musharim. Not only is there a mitzvah said to Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, but there's another concept. Musharim Shelol Lechallo. There is a mitzvah that I say not to cause a chilul Hashem, to profane Hashem's name. It says in the same pasuk, Lo Zechallo Shem Kodshi. So the Rav now defines what are the parameters of Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. And what he starts off the halachas with is the concept of when and where a person has to be willing to die for the sake of Kiddush Shem Shamayim. And the Gemara, this is called the concept of Yehareg Vayavar, to allow yourself to be killed by the enemy who's trying to make you violate the Torah principles and cause a chil Hashem. If they say, violate this mitzvah, and if not, I'm going to kill you. The halach is, as the Gemara says, as the Rambam paskins, Yehareg Vayavar, the halach is that you let yourself be killed, but you do not violate. And in actuality, the Rambam says this specific halacha of Yehareg Vayavar applies with a specific kavana in the mindset of the guy who's forcing you to want to violate halacha. When the guy is doing this for the specific kavana of making you violate the laws of the Torah for the sake of Mavir al Hadas, they want you to show a total act of desecration of Torah. If that's their kavana, that's when the Torah says, if they threaten to kill you if you don't, Yerg Vayavar, if let yourself be killed rather than violate. And the Rambam goes one step further. This does not apply only to Gilaraya Shvichazdamin, Gilaraya Shvichazdamin Avodah Zarah, because the Gemara says the three mitzvahs chamuras, three very terrible, terrible mitzvahs of loisaseh that are so, so horrible if you violate them, that you have a mitzvah of allowing yourself to be killed rather than to violate. Gemara mentions the concept of Avodah Zarah, they want to force you to worship idolatry. The concept of murder, Ritzicha, telling you, if you don't murder that person, I'll murder you. And thirdly, the concept of Arayas, either commit this promiscuous act, or else I'll kill you. In all these three cases, the halach is, as far as we're concerned, the mitzvah of Yerav Vayavar, that you have to let yourself be killed rather than violate, because we're concerned with not being Mechal Hashem Shai by doing these terrible Averos, as well as the concept of being Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, be willing to die for the sake of the Torah. The Rambam says, I want you to know that when we have not just one guy wanting you to violate the Torah with the kavana of being Mekal of the Torah, but you have what's called Bishas Hashmad, when there is an entire nation of Goyim trying to cause us to convert to a different religion, to violate the Torah,
to throw the Torah away, to become a meshumat, to join another religion. When you have a shas hashmad, an exer against Klal Yisrael's Torah, and Klal Yisrael itself, and the Rabbeinu Shalom, k'shiyamad melech rasha k'nuvetza v'chaveirav, when a person like Nebuchadnezzar and other similar people like him, yigzor gezera Yisrael levato dosam, to mevatel their law, even if it's not just avodah zarah gilurais v'shichas dam, but any of the mitzvahs that are contained in the Torah they want you to violate, yerug v'yavo, you have to be willing to let yourself be killed rather than violate, afilo achas b'shar mitzvahs, even of all other mitzvahs, some say applies, as the Gemara seems to say, Mesechta Sanhedrin, not all the actual mitzvahs that say, and those that say deraisa, even to the Rabbanans, and one Gemara seems to say, even to a mini Gisrael that's become a mini Kavua representing Jews, and Yiddishkeit, B'shas HaShmad, the halach would be Yeharag V'Yavah. That's how serious this specific phenomenon is. I do want to mention to you a very important fact, and that fact is, Chazal point out, V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha, b'chol levavecha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol miyadecha. You have to love Hashem with all your substance, financial substance. You have to love Hashem b'chol levavecha with every ounce of all of the various taivis you have in this world. You should love Hashem and show your love of Hashem doing things l'shem shamayim. And b'chol nafshecha, afilu lo nota nafshecha, even if it means you have to let your life be taken away. V'yerug v'yavo, if you let it happen, and you therefore are killed, al kiddush Hashem, not only are mekadesh shem shamayim, but you're mekayim the mitzvah v'ahavat Hashem elokecha b'chol nafshecha, the highest level of kiddush shem shamayim a person can possibly do. Rabbi Kiva said to his talmid of Masechtas Brachos, his entire life he wanted to show Hashem his love of Hashem, to even b'chol nafshecha, afilu lo nota nafshecha, I love you, Hashem. I'm willing to die for the sake of religion, for the sake of Habakta Sateva and Shmira Sateva. And therefore, when they were killing with a Misa Meshugah, one of the 10 Haruge Malchus, which we talk about in the Tfilas of Yom Kippur, we cry. And we talk about this in a Piyut, a Kinnur, we recite, on Tisha B'Av, Sarugam Malchus. Rabbi Kiva says, this is a Kiyam of Habakta Shem Elokecha, B'chol nafshecha, afilu lo nota nafshecha. At the end of his life, he died in spiritual ecstasy. He was able to die on kiddush Hashem. And therefore, he told his talmidim, don't be unduly bothered by this. I'm willing to mekabel it. I aspired for this his entire life, he said. And therefore, he used avet Hashem b'chol nafshecha as another reason to do it, besides the concept of kiddush Hashem, not be mechal Hashem shemayim. The Rambam goes on to say a very important concept, and that is, if in fact the person died for the sake of Kiddush Shem Shamayim, the Rambam says, if you do this, and 10 Jews plus know what you did, Hareza Kiddush Shem Shamayim Barabim, you Mekadosh Shem Shamayim publicly, similar to the Kiddush Hashem of Daniel, Hananya, Mishael, V'Azariah, that were willing to risk their life for the sake of the mitzvah of Tfilah B'Shas HaShemad, Uka Rabbi Kiva V'Chaverav, who died al Kiddush Hashem the Asar Hugam Alchus for teaching Torah, for being Mavis Torah Barabim, says the Rambam, Hare Elu Haruge HaMalchus, these are people killed by the non-Jewish Malchus who make Gezeres against Torah and Yiddishkeit, Shein Mala Malasan, there's no harm of Mala in Shemayim, in Schar than the dagger they reach for dying on Kiddush Hashem. Aleinu them upon them, says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kilecha Aragnu Kol Hayom, Nechshavnu Ketzayin Tivcha. Jews died continuously for the sake of Shem Shemayim when they're persecuted. Aleinu them upon these types of Jews, it says, Isvili Chasidai, so we see over here the level of schar a person gets before willing to die al kiddush shem shemayim. It's mentioned, it's expressed, It's emphasized by the Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. The Rambam says, however, if the person wants you to violate an Avera Gai, and it's not to lavir al adas, but quite obviously it's one purpose, for their own personal taivas, not because of any theological attempt to make you reject Torah and Kaddish Baruch Hu and mitzvahs. In that case, if it's not the three Averis Chamuraos of Avedizar Gilarais of Shichas Adam, Shah mitzvahs, where it's not Kaval Avir al Adas, it's not Shah Shmad, then the Halakha Rama says on the contrary, Yav Avayareg, violate rather than be killed, because there we have another Pasik countering the Pasik of being killed for the sake of Hashem. Shineba mitzvos, Pasik and Pasha Afremos, Ashayas also Adam v'chai b'hem, we should do mitzvos and live by them, upon which the Torah Shabbat says in Masechtas Yomer, chai b'hem v'lo shiyamus b'hem, we should live by doing mitzvahs, not die unnecessarily because we're involved in doing mitzvahs. That's why Pekuach Nefesh is Deich HaKola Teirukula U'Mechal HaShabbos Yom Kippur. If the person quite obviously has a problem, and that problem is the fact that they are physically endangered because of the illness, the sickness that has affected them, Pekuach Nefesh and the concept of the mitzvah Refuah is Deich HaShabbos Yom Kippur, and all the mitzvahs of the Torah that save this person's life, except if it involves Avodah Zarah, Gilarais, or Shechas Adam, the three Chamuros, but Shar Mitzvahs, it's Deicha, based on Chayla Shehudu and Yimusvahem, this counters the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and Chila Hashem when it comes to the concept of saving life. There's a famous Chuvas HaRadvaz, where the Ravaz is very explicitly a very important concept. There was once Rav David Ben Zimmer, one of the great Gedolim of North Africa, one of the great Gedolim of early history, of the Tekufas, of the beginning of the Tekufas Afreinim, of the later Afreinim. He says in his Tshuva, he was once asked the question, if a person wants to be machmir on Shabbos, and he's sick, and he's in a state of sakana, she's in a state of sakana, and he refuses medical, says, I want to be kadosh shem shemayim, and not be treated on Shabbos. And even if I don't survive because of this, that is what I want to do. So says the Radvaz, and this you have to remember and tell people, that when you're not dealing with the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem mentioned in the paragraphs I just quoted from the Rambam, when we're not involved in being forced to violate Torah for the sake of Chil Hashem, for the sake of profaning Hashem's name and the Torah, or involved in saving your life, there is no mitzvah kiddush shemayim of dying for the cause of not being medically treated. The Torah says our reaction to this person is, it says very explicitly in the Torah, that when you see a person doing something crazy, like Samad Adam Riecha, you can't stand by and see a person destroy themselves. You have to save them, even against their will. And the Radvaz paskins that halacha lamasa, whatever medical treatment that person needs, whatever food they need to eat in order to save their life, you force them to accept it whether they like it or not. They cannot say that doing this abstinence from Pekuach Nefesh or Shabbos or Yom Tov and Kippur for the sake of Kiddush Hashem, there's no such Kiddush Hashem. It's a Chil Hashem to act that way. And therefore, based upon this, Chazal tell us that because of this specific Yisod, Ravaz points out that you have to explain to people that the Rabbi Yerushalayim's Torah is the Acher, the Achinoy, the Chonis of Zer Shalom, while the pathways of Hashem's Torah are ways of peace and pleasantness. Hashem would never ever give us a Torah that makes us sacrifice life on a continual ongoing basis and not try to take care of our health and our welfare. And if you basically refuse medical treatment and you die, hareza kesheich l'damatz, as if you committed suicide. That's the way the Paskin is. In fact, there are Sefer Chassidim Paskins a very important psak. If a person doesn't take care of their health and watch their diet and exercise and watch what they eat and watch where they go and how they exert themselves, if they don't eat healthy, in all these cases, and you get sick, you also chayv in shemai for not taking care of yourself. And if you die because of it, you mischayv in nafshecha for laxity in shmiras haguf. There's a law in the Torah, nishmatim ma'od l'nafsho seichem. Be very, very careful to watch. You shouldn't bring yourself into a makom shel sakana. And isa lav deraisa, very serious. So the Chazal point out, when it comes to pikuach nefesh areas, what I just mentioned a couple of minutes ago in the beginning, the mitzvah kiddush Hashem and chil Hashem do not apply. On the contrary, if you don't take the medicine, you don't take care of yourself, and use Torah as the excuse, you're causing a chil Hashem rather than a kiddush Hashem, because according to the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're supposed to mekalel that Shabbos and those other Yisurim for the sake of pikuach nefesh. You may be once a shamer on the Torah by saying Torah is preventing you from doing such. So it's what we call a falsification of the Torah, as many times the Rishonim HaAhronim use it. So therefore, be careful when we apply this principle, when we apply this klal, understand it, because Hashem wants us to take care of us, watch ourselves, and live a chayim on this world with gezunt and bracha, and be oisik b'teir b'mitzvus and do ches chasodim. He wants it to be a positive life on the face of this earth. But to do things that endanger your life, that is not the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore don't let anybody tell you otherwise. It's explicit in the poskim that that type of behavior is totally, totally prohibited. So that's one dimension of the concept of when Allah is required to die for the cause, when there's a kavanah of lahavir al adas, b'shas hashemad. In those cases, every mitzvah, the raisa, the rabbi, even min ogim gedolim, are brought up to a higher level of yerg val yavar. Now the Rambam points out, that's a concept of dying for the cause, for kiddush Hashem purposes, and not cause the chil Hashem. But what's interesting is the Rambam in the same parakeet brings down another concept, that kiddush Hashem doesn't always mean you have to die from the cause. But there's another type of kiddush Hashem which he quotes, which really has its roots in Masechtas Yomah on Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. And let me read to you the Gemara so you'll understand how important this Gemara, this halacha is. The Gemara says on Pei Vav Amud Aleph in Yomah the following: V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, we should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does this mean? K'sheshem shamayim v'sahava yadecha. That when you love Hashem, not only you should love Hashem, but you're loving Hashem the way you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be so inspirational to other people who view you in your avas Hashem. You should cause the name of Hashem to literally become beloved to other people who watch you based upon the way you conduct yourself in this world. Sheshem Shemai Mesavio Defa should serve as a role model of how Torah is so powerful to make you as Eilich and Teredik as you are. That causes a Kiddush Hashem, the Rambam says. So besides being a kind of mitzvah of Ahavta Hashem Elokecha, you also, the Rambam says, being kind of mitzvah of Nikdashiv Zafmanesu, causing a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. And the Gemara gives a very interesting formula to demonstrate this positive concept of living for the sake of Kiddush Hashem. She'odom Kaveh V'Sheina, if a person learns Torah Shavikzav and learns Torah Shabalpeh, men and women, Meshamish Tamidah Chachamim, and you learn Torah by great Torah leaders, women learn Torah by great women, Torah Tamidah Chachamais, if you have great Torah mentors in your yeshivas and your seminaries, and ultimately, when you go out into the street and deal with people, Masa Be'amuna, you act as an Elach, a Jew and Jewess in all your business dealings, total Elachite, total embiscite. You're an honorable, honest individual in all of your business dealings, the dealings with human beings. And divuru benachas amabrios, when you talk to people, you talk with a certain tenor of voice, sweetness, love, compassion, concern. You don't scream and yell at people. You talk with a nachas, a quietude, a form of amicability that you have to other human beings. You know what happens when you act this way, in such a positive fashion. Ma brias oimus alav. What do people say about you? Ashrei aviv imo shalem dartara. How fortunate is the father and mother of this man and woman who learned Torah. Look what they became. Ashrei rabo shalem dartara. Happy and fortunate are the teachers, the mentors, the rabbeim, or the seminary teachers for the women who taught this child Torah. Orlem Rio Shalanduta, welcome to those poor people who didn't have such an educational background and didn't have such incredible role models. Poloni Shalom Teira, this person who's learned Torah and literally integrated it into their personality. Raul Kamanon Durachov, look how pleasant are the ways they conduct themselves. Kamalisukadamasa, how perfect are their activities. They do everything with perfection, with purity of soul, purity of mind, with total sanctity of their entire being. And upon such a person, they quote the Pasuk, Olav HaKasav Aimer, V'yomli Adi Ata Yisrael, you're my servant, Klal Yisrael, Asher V'cha Espayer, and I will be glorified by you. So according to the Rambam, this specific Gemara teaches us that there's another form of Kiddush Hashem that Hashem loves. Living a sanctified life as a Jew and Jew is observing Torah and mitzvos with a certain fine kind of personality, an erlichkeit. Mekabluk adam sefer parim yafa is the way you deal with people, deal with individuals. Not only with Jews, even with the non-Jewish world, you have a certain type of simchas peneihem that literally shows them, Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha, when they see the name of God upon you, that the Torah mitzvah has penetrated your heart and mind, and you're therefore a heft of Torah walking around. Sanctify Hashem's name continuously in everything you do, and everything you say, the way you behave, the way you act.
You are listening to Ben's Torah. Says the Pasuk in Parshas Ki Yisavo,
Roka Amar, Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha, when people see the name of God, the Torah and Hashem, all over you. You're a heftzel walking Kiddush Shemayim machine. What's going to be the result? V'yogui Mekar. They'll learn the fear, the love, and the reverence of God from you. As a role model, that will turn impact upon them and cause, as the Rambam Paskins, as the Gemara says, in Maseches Yomei Beivav, a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Yom Kayim, the mitzvah sayyid, Nidashti b'seich b'nai Yisrael. So the Gemara is pointing out that you don't always have to die for the cause of Kiddush Hashem. You can live for the sake of Habotzis HaTeva, for the sake of Torah, for the sake of helping mankind with chesed, giving, sharing your Torah to make other people have an appreciation who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you act that way, that's another form of Kiddush Shem Shamayim, which is important to remember and important to understand and comprehend. I wanted to point out to you that the Rambam, as well, besides what he said in Hilchas Yisod HaTorah, the Rambam has an important piece which he has in his Sefer HaMitzvos. And in the Mitzvah Gimel Asay, of the mitzvah of Ahavta Hashem Elokecha, the Rambam points out, besides us developing an Avet Hashem, the Rambam says, I want you to know, so you'll see how the Rambam is Lushma from this Gemara I just read, Ukva Omru, Shem Mitzvah Zol Kalelas Gamkein, what's a Heftza, a part of the mitzvah of Ahavta Hashem? Shem Nigra El B'nei Adam Lavodaso, to bring other people close to God's divine service, le'amuno, to believe in Hashem. And the Rambam says the following, if you love a person in this world, a human being, what are you going to do about that person? Ta'aleno, you're going to praise that person for others. The Shabkano mentioned the Shvachais. V'tikr and other lavasi, you'll bring other people to love that person as well, to appreciate who this person is. Kach, says the Rambam, I want you to know, in tevas Hashem be'emes, if you love Hashem with truth, Shegilacham ma'asogas amitos, you know what Kadosh Baruch Hu is. You become mamish meshed in a love of Hashem that's continuous, 24/7, 365 days a year. Harei atah b'lisof, there's no question. Tikra psayim aschalim, you call people who don't have your intellectual qualities or knowledge, and you'll teach them of yedios emes, to know the emes of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and therefore you'll bring them close to Hashem, avat Hashem lekecha. He quotes the pasuk and the Gemara, Ahavah l'Brios, you make Hashem beloved to all human beings. And who's the paradigm example of this? Ka'aram Avinu. Aram Avinu was the personification of this. Shenermes and Efsha also Bechoran. Aram Avinu was the first person, not only was he devoted and meticulous in all the mitzvahs he was mechuyev to do, and mitzvahs, extra mitzvahs, he was makabel upon himself. But what he did is, he was not only a particularist concerned with himself and his family, he was a universalist. He called to other people to bring him close to Hashem. The nefashos he brought close in Haran before he even came to Eretz Canaan. And he made his famous Eshel to Bekara everybody in that area as well. Kolomar, Kamashaya Avril, Efishai Oyev, since he's loved Hashem. So it says the pasuk in Yeshayah Avram, Zerah Avram Oavi, the children of the seed of Avram, my beloved. A person that has such an havas, Hashem will call people to believe in Hashem, but with the tremendous love he has for Hashem, till people will come and also appreciate Hashem and come close to Hashem. Chazal tell us that Avraham had a very interesting, unique technique. What was Avraham's technique? When he built the Eshel, which was basically a motel line on the Parashas Hadarachim in Eretz Canaan, and he used to go around looking for people to bring them in, to give them what to eat and to drink. Haflasas Arachim was a major, major Veda of Avram Avinu, as the Midrashim portray how far he and Sarah went to Mekabel people and bring guests into the house, even when he underwent a circumcision. Chazal tell us Hashem came to be Mavaka Chayla Avram Avinu, the beginning of Parshas Vayera. Avram saw Arachim coming from the distance. He said to Rabbi Lishlam, do me a favor, wait for me, I want to continue our discussion. But first let me be Mekabel these Arachim, bring them into my house, feed them, give them what to drink and eat, relax and rest. And then I'll return to continue my Nevuah together with you, with the communication we're having, B'derech Nevuah, and the desire you have to give me a bracha, that Hashem should give me a refuah shleima on the meal I had at such an advanced age. The Gemara in Chulin makes a Maimer Chazal upon this. Gadol haknosis arachin, greatest haknosis arachin, mikabalas p'nei ashrina, then be makabal p'nei ashrina. They derive it from Avram's willingness to stop momentarily his nevuah connection with Hashem. The Kabbalah's Pnei Ashlini was zochet to because of his dagger spiritually. And he wanted to sacrifice that momentarily for the sake of being machlis Arachim into his house. Because Avram knew when he's machlis people into his house. What did Avram do? He gave him to eat and to drink. He made them feel, felt like they're coming into a palace and he's been mechabed them. The Medrash tells us when people had this type of hanoah, they used to say to Avram and to Sarah, thank you, thank you, thank you. And Avram says, don't thank me, you will give me a bracha, my wife a bracha. Give the divine entity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave me the ability to give you this hapnasis arachim, Thank God of the universe, who gives us our panasa, who gives us our health, who gives us our children. Thank the Rabbeinu Shalom, who gave me the ability to give to you. And Chazal said this was the mechanism Avram used continuously to the kind of people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his tent and Sarah's tent for the purposes of making Hashem beloved in their mind and their heart, and therefore being a person who is a universalist, bringing them to monotheism, to Achdus Habari, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to forsake all the Avodah Zarah and other things they might worship in this world. Aaron was the great Makariv Lefekim. He's the paradigm of Kiva Lefekim for all generations to come. And therefore he saves this generation, by Chazal say, because of this type of Avodah Hashem. He saved his entire generation, and he gave an incredible role model example to us as the Kindleth of Avraham V'Sarah, who were the ones who literally set up the whole system that Klal Yisrael accepted Har Sinai of following the derech of Avraham V'Sarah Imenu. And it says quite interestingly, since Avraham was such a universalist, besides being a particularist on his own religiosity, he loved the world and loved human beings, and he was makar of them to Hashem and Torah. So the Nitziv says in his parish, the Chumash, that when Klaus were about to make Kabbalah of Torah and Har Sinai, and we stood at the foot of Har Sinai before we even heard the Aseres Dibros, Hashem told Moshe, I want you to tell Klal Yisrael what the Hischaivus is as Klal Yisrael before the Kabbalah of Torah, what I expect them to do. And the Pasuk says in Parshas Yisrael, I want you, Klal Yisrael, to be a nation of priests and a holy nation. So the Nitziv asks on that pasuk, what's a mamlechus kainim? What's a gai kadosh? And the fact of the matter is, not all Jews are kohenim. Some are kohenim, but the majority are not kohenim. The majority are levim, and even the bigger majority are Yisraelim. Are none Kohenim, none Leviim. What's a Mamlechus Kohenim? So says the Nitziv, if you look careful in this Pasuk, the Pasuk is a perfect parallel to what Avraham Avinu was called in Parshas Lech Lecha, that I'm making you now not from Avram to Avraham, from Sarai to Sarah, Av Hamongoyim Nasaticha. You've now begun of a job to be the spiritual mentor to all the nations of the world, not only to your fellow Jew and Jewesses, to your own Mishpacha members as particularists, but you have to be universalists. Bring people close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not to convert them. Not to force them to accept Torah of a Yiddishkeit. That's Klal Yisrael's prerogative. That's Klal Yisrael's mandate if they accept it by themselves and say Naaseh V'Nishma. But you have the Makar of the world from all the Avodah Zarah. Make them monotheists and Maminim my Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem Echad, they should believe in that as well, the Mekuyev. Teach them, the Zaymissus V'nei Noach, that's your responsibility, as Avram did. And therefore, Goy Kodesh and that Pasuk in Yisro refers to your own particular spiritual growth as a Jew. Mamlechas Kohenim means as a nation of priests. Kohen Levi Yisrael, male or female, going out into the world and preaching the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the universal God of all of the universe. All people have to believe in the Rabbeinu Shalom and observe his Zayi Mitzvahs and have a respect the Hakara of year of fear and love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aveol HaBrios, as the Gemara says, as the Rambam Paskins. That's the Mamlechus Kohenim. It's a total duplication for Claudius or later on. How they follow the Maisavis Simon Labadim of Avraham V'Sarah, who are the founders of Klal Yisrael. They're the ones who brought us into existence. As the Kuzari and others point out in their interpretation, how this whole thing started, going back to the time of antiquity. We use them as role models to Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, to sanctify Hashem's name, and by doing such, I have our brief meeting people closer to the Torah. I want to tell you a very interesting fact. A very interesting concept, which is articulated by none other than the Chassam Sofer, the great Heilige Chassam Sofer, Moshe Sofer Zatzal, the great Gadol HaDor of the late 1800s. And it says the Chasam Sofer the following. He points out, when you look at Avram's life, there's no question. Avram was full of nisyonos. In fact, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Asor nisyonos nisnas Avram Avinu, the fifth parak, Avram had 10 major nisyonos in his life. Ala dekulam, and he literally passed the test in all these 10 nisyonos, trials and tribulations. And it teaches us, La'aros kibosu shel Avram Avinu l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, the level of love and dedication Avram Avinu and Sarah Imenu had for the Rabbeinu Sholem. The level of Avot Hashem, how far they were willing to go. So says the Chasam Sefer, Avram was a walking Kiddush Shem Shemayim machine, both him and Sarah Imenu. And that's why, as the Rambam says, they literally brought people close to Hashem from all different avenues, all different areas, all different countries. And Avram Avinu, to show his Mesiras Nefesh, in a Medrash Chazal that's Merumiz in a Pasuk at the end of Parshas Noach, was taken and given over to the major idolaters of his time, and he was told that he doesn't stop breaking idols and literally weaning people away from Avodah Zarah, he's going to be thrown into a fiery oven and be killed. And what Avram said is, I'm not giving up my mission of bringing people close to Hashem and literally destroying idolatry. I'm not going to do it. This king then said, if that's the case, I'm throwing you into a fiery furnace. And the Medrash tells us miraculously, even though he threw him into a furnace and he should have been burnt and destroyed, Hashem performed a miracle for him. Like later on was performed as a miracle. Chayim Hashem of Azariah, they were also thrown into an oven for Avedas Hashem. And they were Nitzalim. Hashem saved Avraham. And this took place. And he was not scorched. He wasn't burnt. Came out of that oven. Left the area where this Melech was. And all of them ended up in Eretz Canaan, Eretz Israel. He was willing to die on Kiddush Hashem Nikdash Yipsach Manei Yisrael. He was willing to make kindness even in his earlier years. As the Medrash testifies. And the Rambam brings this down as an historical fact we have to believe in. That this is what happened. This was an Nisayon of being willing to die for Kiddush Hashem. The Torah mentions that B'teres Remes. B'teres Remes in Parshas Noach. The rest of the Torah that talks about Avram V'Sarah talks about Avram Avinu sanctify Hashem's name by living a life of Kiddush Hashem, as I mentioned before. Everything he did is Gemilas Chasadim. His Avas Abrios, all the manifestations of his Avas Hashem. Dibur v'nachas of Abrios. Masa Masa v'amuna. Who is more elef, more holy, more kadosh, more respected? The Si'al Kiratoba Sacheinu was said to him in Pashas Chayasara, you are a prince in our midst. And he was willing to pay a lot of money, even more than he had to buy the Maras and Machpelah for his wife's kever. If it applies for the generations to come, for the other of us who wants to be buried there later on. He paid exorbitant sum for that ability. Everything Avram did was a walking Kiddush Hashem machine, a walking Avas Hashem machine. And the Torah spends a lot of time, and many parshas describing all the chesedim, all the acts of Mesiras Nefesh he did for the sake of Hashem's cause to bring people back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam fact says in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, we mentioned the Medrash of Avram being willing to die on Kiddush Hashem in that furnace. That Avram used to run from community to community to give drashas about the concept of Achdus Hashem, Emunas Hashem, etc. etc. He used to write pamphlets that he left around for people to read with the philosophical arguments, the logic he had to bring people away from Avodah Zarah and to believe in monotheism, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He broke idols to show people there's no value in this empty piece of stone or wood. Can't save itself. How can it save you? He did what he could to mekar thousands and thousands of people to Hashem, as the Rambam also mentions in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam says for Mishnah Torah is not a history book. It's a book of halacha. But over here he goes into the history of Avram's activities to show us how powerful Avram's activities are when it comes to bringing people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To tell us as Klal Yisrael, we have the same exact mandate as Avram Avinu did. In fact, the Rambam mentions Halakha L'masa in his historical context as well. The Moshe went up to Sinai to mekabel the Torah. And he had a chiv later on to give the Torah he was mekabel and give it over to Klal Yisrael for all generations to come. Moshe kibbutz Torah Sinai, and he gave it over as you be passed on from generation to generation. When that phenomenon took place, the Rambam said, not only did he have the chiv to teach Kol HaTorah Kula to Klal Yisrael, but Moshe Rabbeinu had a chiv to likewise go and once again teach the non-Jewish world the chiv of observing Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. That's a divine command from God as well. Not only are we commanded in Tariq Mitzvahs, but the non-Jewish world does mechiv likewise in the mitzvah of Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, in belief of Hashem, in faith of Hashem, observing the Zayim Mitzvahs, having a emunah of only one God in this world that you're supposed to be espoused to pray to. When Moshe Feinstein, one of the famous Jews, says, there's a chiv upon Klal Yisrael to make sure the Goyim realize not only we pray to God, the only God, but they have a chiv d'oraisa also to pray to one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a given. It's part of emunah elokis. Beis Hatzara, who should a Goyim Jew pray to? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only entity, only God to pray to. And may should therefore encourage. We should encourage the Goyim to have tefillos made. Even in the early years of public schools when they would allow such a thing, a general prayer not mentioning God's name, the Goyim should always have to pray to God to ask Hashem to help and save them as a proper concept of making God's presence known to the non-Jewish world and relying upon Hashem for all that you have, for your panasa, from your health, your gesund, and for kindleach. Sure, everybody has to realize God is the source you go to when you need all of this, Jew and non-Jew alike. So says over here, the Hasam Sefer, the following. Why is it that Avram's life that was full of acts of Kiddushim Shemaim, of Ava, of love, of Lebedikite, why is that recorded with tremendous accuracy, explicit in all the psukim of the Torah that describe it? And why is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, who is willing to die for the cause, only mentioned by Derech Remez? Living for the cause is mentioned by Barichus. Dying for the cause is only mentioned by Derech Remez. What's the rationale behind this? So says the Chasam Sefer, when Hashem wanted to teach us as he dictated the Torah word by word to Moshe Rabbeinu, as Chazal tell us in Midrashim, as the Ramban is marach upon this, in his Hakdama to the Torah in Sefer Bereishis, Hashem wanted to teach us a Musa Haskel, that if you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is more important to him, Hashem would rather us perform a Kiddush Shem Shemayim by living a life of Kiddush Hashem for many, many, many years, and say to Hashem's name each and every day, and bring yourself close to Torah, bring your mishpacha close to Torah, bring strangers close to Torah, Jew and non-Jew alike. He prefers that type of Kiddush Shem Shemayim than never having to have Jews to be forced to have to give up their life for the sake of Kiddush Shem Shemayim, Nabi Michal Hashem. That is also a mitzvah, as the Asura Lugab Alphas were Mekayim, Rabbi Kiva, the Farish. I want to love Hashem and show my B'chal Nafshecha. But Hashem prefers us to live and be Kiddush Shem Shemayim rather than to die for the sake of Shem Shemayim. There are unfortunately many religions on the face of this earth who preach the Iker is to die for the sake of God is the highest thing you can do. What Judaism, what Kaino teaches us, is to say, live a sanctified life of Kedusha Vitara and Ava is a more powerful, more important concept of Avas Hashem and Kiddush Hashem. And that's why Avram's Lepidika, Avas Kiddush Hashem and Avat Hashem and Kiddush and Chasodim is mentioned by Richus, which you're walking Kiddush Hashem machine. Hashem prefers that load of Avram than having to have to risk his life on Yered Vayavar and not violate mitzvah of Eres Chaburis like Avodah Zarah. He did it. And he survived miraculously. But Hashem doesn't want to aggrandize that. We're not a religion that believes just dying for the cause. Living for the cause continually is more important in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes than just dying for the cause. That's the most assurance I want to give you today to understand that to be a Mekayim Kiddushin Shemayim, Hashem wants you to be a Lebedika, Kiddush Hashem Ishin, male and female alike, positive behavior, positive ways that you act, conduct yourself the way you talk, interact with other human beings, share the love you have and appreciate Hashem with other human beings on the face of this earth, making a society of peace, of love, of compassion. Because I'll talk how it's going to happen ultimately, the Maisa Mashiach and the world that's going to exist after the Maisa Mashiach. This is what we're aspiring for. This is what Jews are supposed to do. And realize, the Chaybem, I want you to live by mitzvahs, not to die by mitzvahs, is the Ika Hashkafas HaTeira. Teira is the Torah of oneness, of love, of compassion. That's what Teira is all about. That's what we represent. And that's the very, very personalized message I want to give you today. Realize how important you are as Noshim and Anoshim of being Klal Yisrael, your Anshei Kodesh, your holy people, and your holiness and your love for Hashem and cause sanctification, Lebedikahite. That should be the concept of Kiddush Hashem, all of you. All of us, though, we should never have the Nisayon of the other one or having to die for the cause necessarily. Hashem should never give ourselves Nisayonos. Just let us live and be Mekai Sheshvayim Lebedikahite. That should be the Nisayon of Klal Yisrael. And all of we usher in such a Kiddush Shem Shemayim and an Avas Hashem will cause the Mashiach to come and the Gula to take place. They'll be B'yas HaMashiach and Vinyan HaBayis. Kei Yivatzon.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.